Reish Pei Vav, I believe.
Right hand column.
Right hand column, ice bays.
They're still eating crap, you just go.
This nation of them.
You're not being recorded.
Who said that?
Okay, Lifnei Shenava Yalavir. Okay, before we come to explain Eich Masig and Dargis HaSimcha, how a person can reach the level of Simcha, Aleinu Reishis Tekvaya, first we need to establish the following. Simcha Zuma Amahusa, what is Simcha? So, if you want it first, before you know, before we can describe how to reach it, you need to know what it is.
It's that little boy who sits up front.
Right. Shekel Bia Amor, Begoidel Erech Malas HaSimcha, because according to what has been said about the tremendous level and the tremendous value of Simcha, Echiyam Avteach L'chol Shari HaKedusha, and how Simcha is the key to all gates of Kedusha, V'vadai Ein L'farish Mashmoz Simcha Kedushita. So according to this, we cannot understand Simcha as people interpret it. Joy. As people think that this is something that is dependent on a person's mood. That a person is joyous at times when he has what to be happy about. It can't be that this tremendous level is talking about physical joy. Rather, Simcha is a unique, unique concept. Meaning, hiderek v'shita b'chaim. It's a way, and a it's a way of life. It's a philosophy of life. Habo metech is banin as mamika, that comes from a deep understanding. It's something that carries through a person all situations and all circumstances. Without, there is no difference whether he has what to be happy about or not. Or if his mood happens to match his, or the mood is dependent. It's not dependent on any specific mood.
Essentially, there's two forms of simcha. Then you can be happy about what you've got or whatever, but then this is what we're talking about here.
Right.
In Gemara, we were talking today that in brachas, that person who works and he sees payers from Hashem, like he realizes from Hashem, that's simcha. The person who's poor, I guess, ani, and I guess that's more year, right? That was.
Yeah, let's see what he says. Mikoyah simcha who. The source of simcha is Yehudi Sameach Manhagas Avodis Baruch Shema Ita. That a Jew is joyous with Hashem's conduct with him. Simcha Zuba Mitzach Emek Hagashasai Shakadosh Baruch Hu Avrachman Namenu Masalai. This joy comes from a deep feeling that Hashem is his compassionate father that is loyal. And given over to him. I don't know if there's a better word for it. There's a better word. But Tamid Mashgiach Olav Lehitim Imoi, and that Hashem is constantly watching over him to do what is best for him. He call on a Gosayito, he's a Toyb, and everything that Hashem does with him is for the good. Whether the person understands and feels the good, or if he doesn't understand that this is for his good. Because the person is infused with a pure and clear emuna, that everything that Hashem does with him, everything is for the good. And that is why the attribute of simcha, since this is what simcha stems from, meaning nothing can ever go wrong, because whatever Hashem does is good. So a person is always joyous. This simcha is so is so lofty. Kedisa b'tarasavas, as it says in Sefer Tarasavas, Shekashi Yehudim Mekabel v'Simcha Nagas Avod Yisborach Itoi. When a Jew accepts Hashem's conduct with him with joy, Midu Kenegit Midu Mekabel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bi'ahava Hanagasa Yehu Eich Shehu. It's an unbelievable concept. Measure for measure, if a Jew accepts Hashem's conduct with him, whether it seems good or bad, Hashem accepts the conduct of the Jew, whether it's good or bad.
Whoa.
Gamma Mena Keshura.
Okay, let's see how he develops this. It could go in strange directions, so let's see.
Huh?
You heard him. He says, I don't even know if he's going to explain this. I think he says...
He's not going to explain this?
He says that when
well, no wonder that Ms. Nagum had problems with this. What? There's no Averas? Or you just...
No, it's me playing me. You accept all the bad things that happen to you and don't complain about it.
So what happens to Halacha?
You have to say that... Hashem has to be able to interpret it for the good too.
Okay.
Right. What we're saying is that we believe that whatever Hashem does is for the good. So therefore, I'm accepting upon myself Hashem's conduct with me, even though it seems bad. Right? Because I know that it's really good. So he says that midah keneged midah, measure for measure, Hashem accepts my conduct towards Him, even though it seems bad.
Similar concept if you judge.
I guess if it can be interpreted for the good.
So I'm hoping it explains it.
What?
A similar concept if you judge yourself favorably, right? And Hashem, like if you judge yourself, is it like before Hashem gets to you, so to speak?
The person makes a chesed, not nefesh.
I've got clients in prison for doing horrible things who insist that they're good people. Well, maybe they are good people in some sense, but on the other hand, they're in prison for some very good reason. So, okay. Right. How that fits together with this is not clear.
Why would you be in prison for no reason?
Well, I think that it's... I'm sure I could develop this, but I think that it's obvious that we're not talking about someone who's a Balavera here. I don't think the Balavera can reach this level of Simcha. Somebody that can reach this level of Simcha, accepting everything that Hashem does for him with true joy, knowing that Hashem does good, we're talking about someone who stumbles every once in a while and might end up...
Well, I don't want to disrupt the whole shir, but it would seem like it would need some more explanation
right.
than that.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Their whole book is just on this.
Yes, but this is a snag that's looking for some good schara. This is good schara.
Yeah.
And it is out of this clarity that a Jew feels even in a time of trouble. As Mamad Akosta with the Pasuk, Hashem says, I am with him in the trouble. And no matter what happens with the person, even when the person falls from his levels of ruchnias, and his mind and his heart seem to be clogged and confused, he still feels the closeness of Hashem. Because Hashem is with him, even within the troubles of his soul. The person doesn't feel lonely in his situation. The concept of even when I walk in the valleys of the shadows of death, I do not fear evil because you are with me. By feeling that Hashem is with him, also and Hashem himself has done, and will do everything that is done. Who tamid sameach, the person is always happy. So it's Hamida, this character trait, Manikal Odom is Oisha Agadu B'chaim, it bestows upon a person the greatest fortune in life. Whether it's related to matters between a person and his creator, whether it's matters between man and his fellow, and between man and himself. How unfortunate is a person that is sad, that is depressed? He feels distance from his creator. Is a type of person that is not tolerated by his peers and his relatives. Such a person that is depressed is not even accepted upon his family members. All the days of a depressed person are bad. Even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. When a person has this sourceful joy, he's able to constantly increase the light. He merits joy that stems from a godly light into the neshama of the Jewish. He feels truthfully with all of his essence Hashem's closeness to him. As it says in the pasuk, even when I sit in darkness, Hashem, you are a light to me. The person feels these are levels a person can reach if he's besimcha. Person can feel a pleasurable love with Hashem Yisbarach. And all the pleasures in the world are nothing in comparison to this pleasure. To the point that his heart and his flesh are joyous to the living God. The concept of I will be joyous and happy with you. According to what we've explained, simcha is not a side dish to avodas Hashem. It is one of the main foundations. Through the midah, the character trait of a simcha person can elevate himself to tremendous levels. Which goes from Sefer HaKuzri, as it says in the Sefer HaKuzri, Vizal Hashani, these are his words. Klalei Shel Davar, the rule is, Ki Toraseinu HaKadosh Nachlekes Bein Hayira V'Ahava V'Asimcha. The Torah is divided between fear, or awe, love, and joy. Tiskare V'Lelekecha V'Cholach Zmeila, says the Kuzri, become close to Hashem with whichever one of these you want. Your subjugation on the fast days does not bring you any closer to Hashem than your joy does on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Again, these are the words of the Kuzri. Just like a person's tachanunim, when a person is beseeching Hashem, it requires thought and intent. Also, joy when one is performing a mitzvah or learning Torah also requires thought and intent. That you should be joyous with the mitzvah itself out of your love of the mitzvah. And you should recognize how good Hashem is to you with giving you this mitzvah. It says if you have been brought to his chambers, as if you are invited to his table and to his goodness. And you should thank Hashem for this in your hidden within inside of you and in public. And if that simcha will translate into a song or a dance, that itself is avodas Hashem, udveka ve'inyan ohaliki, and it is connection in a godly way. A specific concept of joy is hanigun orik and b'shabbos kodesh v'chagim. It is singing and dancing on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which
Friday night.
The Stagg will tell you is usher.
Because he didn't read the Mishavruh.
Friday night Kabbal Shabbos. That's September, right? Bring in Shabbos Kala.
Shehem Ikre Avodas Hashem HaKodesh. It is one of the main points of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Somebody who is not joyous on Shabbos, like somebody coming to the chamber of the king on the king's day of Simcha, and this person is walking around with a sad face. Such a person will not be taken into the Simcha of the king. Even if he might be one of the ministers of the kingdom. But someone who is joyous with all of his heart and the joy of the king, even if he's just a villager, he will be taken into the simcha. The nimshal is understood. The Yehudi, through the inner simcha that a Jew has, he's taken chamber within chamber in the chambers of the king. Okay, now we know what simcha is. Now we're going to talk about how to get it.
It's on sale at Farmer Fleet.
Does it come in six bags?
Those who don't know what Farmer Fleet is.
Simcha. My father was here once. I can't remember when it was. He was talking about Starbucks. He remembers how he was talking about how the genius of someone just sell coffee and make billions of dollars. So he said that he has an idea of opening a kiosk in all the airports and shopping centers that sell simcha.
We'll just dance with
sells them. Joy.
That's usual. That's illegal.
We're laughing.
He said that basically at the end of this, he said, if anybody's willing to sell you simcha, don't buy it. It's not something that can be bought. It's something that has to come from within. Simcha can be acquired through a couple different ways. But the main way of all the ways, right? You can, when you have your GPS, you got freeways, fastest route, and closest route, right?
No tollway.
So the Rosh Hakulam, the freeway, is Ikar or Midas Ha'amun of a Tochen, is to have Amun of a Tochen. Faith and trust. It requires one to have pure and clear faith in Hashem's divine providence. That he himself is the creator and he conducts everything. And along with that comes faith that Hashem is our compassionate Father, that is loyal and totally given over to us. The Kamalan Karameir, because we hold like Karameir, we can't. Im Yisrael, Ki Am Yisrael, Nikraim Bonim, Hashem Alekenu, Filuk She'inoi Hogamei Nechadai. We are considered children to Hashem, even if we are unworthy. Sha'amunu Abitocha. Vizah. The emuna and trust in this mo'edim simcha mitzvah upnimis levi shihudi. This awakens within a Jew a true and inner simcha. Kibana melech hamagir skivaz shalom v'amelech, like the son of a king who feels the closeness of his father the king. Utamit sameach am sheinu mevin lama yisrael melech kocha. She is well kocha, and he's always happy, even when he doesn't understand why the king is doing this to him and why he's suffering so much. But if out of the clear knowledge, that is definitely for his good, he is joyous with his lot.
Did you say a story that they sent this fellow who's depressed to somebody out in the forest like that, and go see him?
No, it was a story of
Zisha. That he was. What are you telling them to me for? I've never had service.
Yamin Yonim Ruchniyim. So also in spiritual matters, Kishman Hashemayim Nasim Dalim Yitzonim Alfeidim Kashem Oid. When a person has been given from heaven, very difficult Yitzaharas. Apagas Al Yitzroy. And the person feels that his Yetzirah has taken him over on Mavakish, the Torah, and Oilam, and wants to take him out of the world. Meaning a person sees that the Yetzirah wants to take him over. But then he came to the Shoras and Haksik Muhammad, and the person feels that he does not have the ability to hold ground. The absolute faith that all of this is known to the one who created his nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and everything that is done with him is all for his good. Due to all of this, the person will be able to add and increase the light. That emuna and his joy will be able to illuminate all darknesses. As he said before, as it says in the Pasuk, even when I sit in darkness, Hashem is light to me. So it's not only physical darkness, it's even spiritual darkness. After a person has done averus, the person finds himself in physical darkness, in spiritual darkness, the person has to know that even there Hashem is with him.
I just said that itself was the will of Hashem.
What?
That also.
Yeah, that's what we talked about a couple weeks ago. It's from Tzaddik. Tell the Yotat, I think, today or tomorrow.
The sixth parasha just talks about when Hero Israel, you are coming here to battle against your enemies. Let your heart not be faint, do not be afraid, do not panic, do not be broken before them against the
Yetzirah. Yeah. Purity of one's character traits. Here's the second way to achieve simcha. First way to achieve simcha, which was the free way, was through Amun and Bitach. The second way to achieve simcha is through purity of one's purifying their character traits. That itself is a source of joy and a chidus de kedusha, a person will feel a life, a surge of life of kedusha. Kiyadei pigmei hanefesh, because through the faults of the soul, v'em yuchad abgamim hayiduim, specifically through the known compromises, which is referring to pigamim in the bris kodesh. That brings a person to sadness. It strips the person of any type of joy and a life of kedusha. As tzaddikim explain the pasuk that says, since you did not serve Hashem with joy. Which means what lies underneath. So it says over there in the pasuk, all these curses that will come, Chas V'Shalom, is next week's parasha. Parasha Kisavai. It says Tacha is because you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha. Tacha Hashleivat Hashem B'Simcha. So the word Tachas really means the literal meaning of the word Tacha means under. So the Svarim say that Tachas Hashleivat Hashem B'Simcha means it is the reason why all these bad things come is what lies underneath why you didn't serve me B'Simcha. That brought you to atzmus, that brought you to sadness. That is what these chas v'shalom the klal has come for. If a person on a clear day starts feeling that for some reason he doesn't feel simcha, all of a sudden the joy that he used to have, that life force, that arousal to avodas Hashem is not there. A person has to think, what's bothering me? What lies underneath? What has brought me to this mood? The person will find that he has compromised some area of his kedusha, and he feels bad about it. And this is clogging his mind and his heart. It is the purity of one's character traits that brings an inner simcha in the mind and the heart of a Jew.
I thought he said it was an alternative. At first he said,
B'tachan HaMunah,
and
yeah.
He said, alternatively, you could do
it
through purification.
I'm not sure if it's alternative or he's saying it's a source of simcha. Tahara simcha, I think a person feels...
But it's a different source than...
Right. It's possible that what he's saying is that it's going to be very difficult for the person to achieve the true HaMunah B'tachan without purification of midas.
So this is an answer to the original question of what happens to halacha. Very nice. You can serve be besimcha, forget about halacha, except it's not going to work.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Okay. The 80s.
I had a very interesting experience when I was in Zurich for the wedding. Obviously the simcha was tremendous, Baruch Hashem. At the end of the wedding, when I saw my son walk off at the kala, although as joyous as can be for them, there was like a, I felt like a
yearning,
a pinch
like
in the heart that, you know, that, as if my son is departing from me. And then, as it got closer and closer to my leaving Zurich, leaving him there, it got worse and worse. To the point that the day that I was leaving Zurich, I was a nice mensch. And I've sent him to yeshiva for years, to Eretz Yisrael, and never felt this way. Right. And I was trying to pin. I had this feeling that was overcoming me. That was mamish. It was like a yearning. It was just a very almost depressing feeling. And I just sat down for a couple of minutes to try to understand where this was coming from. And I finally realized that it came from the fact that I realized that, which my father told me later was a total foolishness on my part. But what I was going on inside of me was that my son doesn't need me anymore. As long as I was letting him to yeshivas and he was dependent on me, I had no problem with it. But he was becoming independent. And that is what that was triggering the feelings by me.
I think part of it,
and he needs independence, and that's what he's supposed to have in. But
so you're no longer supporting him.
But I'm not sure if this can be, you know, obviously the Rebbe Shlom has no feelings. But the reason why the Rebbe Shlom gave us feelings is only in order that we should be able to interpret that to our Avodas Hashem. So I don't think there's anything that bothers the Rebbe Shlom more than us feeling a sense of independence. Declaring our sense of independence of Him. He's our Father in heaven. And as long as we're dependent on Him, and He knows that we know that we're dependent on Him, there's this sense of closeness. And this should bring a tremendous joy to a person that he's connected to the Rebbe Shlom. But the worst thing that, again, it's not shy to say this about the Rebbe Shlom, but again, he instilled these feelings within us in order to interpret it to our Avodas Hashem. The worst thing that a person can do is declare his own independence as if he doesn't need the Rebbe Shlom.
It's a joke about the parking place.
You should, but
it's like, please, Hashem, please. Never mind, I found what I'm at.
Your existence every moment is dependent upon
what?
Your sheer existence every moment is dependent upon Him. So you really cannot have independence.
What? It's
easy to forget that
what was it that your father said?
Oh, that he didn't need him anymore.
He told he, my father asked me
that he felt that he didn't.
Right. My father asked me, "Do you need me?" My father asked me, "Do you need me? Do you feel that you're independent of me?" So I said, "No." So he said, "So why do you think that he's going to need you?"
Wow.
I think a part of it as well is so it's a